Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's
right. Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking. And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you. And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I'm
Love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. JustSalon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The JustSalon towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And 3, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth.
cheese. But I sing no victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted you to see who they were. Because nothing exposes character more than the way you treat people you don't think you need. If you knew what I carried and what God was doing, you'd latch on. But God said, I'm going to hide you in plain sight to show you who your real crew is and who the fake ones are.
All right, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. It's Tuesday morning, everybody, February 21st of 2023. Again, I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. It's our show number 827, 827 today. And real excited to have everybody with us this morning. Again,
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Now, I want to kind of just tell everybody a little bit about what's kind of coming up today. Of course, we'll be back mid-show with a whole heap of fresh, hot topics. And then between 8 and 9 Eastern and 7 and 8 if you're out in Central Time Zone, we're kind of working down Michael's series. He has been doing an 8-part arc on top terms that every veteran should
know
when following a plane. Absolutely. And so, Michael, today, what's going to air, you're doing a 2-parter. Like, you're going to have 2 episodes playing back-to-back. So happening a little later this morning, starting at 8 a.m. So it'll be part six and seven. So I'm really excited about it. So I think so you're going to be kind of winding on down. What can you tell us, Michael, a little bit on this series? Because you've actually concluded the series. Let's just go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. You've concluded the series. So what does this mean to you to be talking about top terms? Why is this so important?
Wow, Carrie and Nicole Marie, the reason why it's so important to me, these top terms, because I know that it's so important to veterans. It was so important to me when I first started filing for claims for compensation. It just led me in a great direction because I began to understand the language, the lingo, what they were talking about when you're filing for compensation. Before that, I was clueless, like most veterans are. But when I started understanding the language, it just made the claims process easier. I mean, it made it a heck of a lot easier because I was on top of it. I knew what they were talking about. When I would read things, I'd get stuff from the VA, the claims section, or I'd be on the phone talking to somebody in the claims section. I was no longer clueless. I could talk the talk and walk the walk with the claims people. And that's why I did this for the veterans.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Michael, let me just say that I am so grateful to you because you have helped me and Luther so much and taught me the language so that I can understand. And, you know, I discuss it with Luther and, you know, we have learned just so much. So just want to thank you so much and just let you know just how crucial this information is. So thank you so much for doing this series.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I mean, I enjoyed this so much.
Thank you, Carrie. And I just wanted to say that to all the hairstylists, I need to speak to the hair community because I want folks to understand the Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and the C word, community. Very important to us. So if just want to make sure you guys understand, you're going to get hair talk, you're going to get music, you're going to get information, you're going to get some items and things that will help not just to wake you up, but to inspire you. And that's what we're here to do each day. So we believe we support our veterans. We will always support our veterans. You kind of need to really embrace that. We love our soldiers. And those folks who have kind of been in both worlds as well, we respect you. We appreciate you. And so you're always going to hear that throughout our programming. And Michael Hopkins, who is an accredited claims agent.
Oh, yes.
He's not just on running his mouth. He is actually an accredited claims agent, and he knows his stuff. So he is the host of the Vet Talk radio show. As I said, you'll hear today part 6 and 7 play around between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, so you don't want to miss that, and that's East Coast time. And we're happy to have you, Michael. And our king of claims. At the top of this, the segment, we talked a little bit about the conclusion of the series. And so you've already wrapped. This whole arc has been quite a journey. What has your fellow veterans thought of hearing all this? Because you've counted down about 40 terms. So
right.
What's been the feedback so far, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, wow, Carrie and Nicole Marie. The feedback has been fantastic.
Awesome.
And, a lot of the guys, a lot of my vet brothers and sisters, this is like something that they have been just waiting for. Because just doing claims, it can be hard. But when you start understanding stuff, and that's what I'm getting the feedback from them.
Yeah.
They're starting to understand. Yeah, it makes it easier. They're starting to understand how this stuff works and why the claims and pension section says things to them and what it means and when they call. And I mean, it's just beautiful. I have got positive feedback, no negative feedback. It's just been 100% off the chain positive feedback, and I love it. I really do. I love it. I am, as you all know, I am very passionate about helping veterans. I am very passionate about it. And anything that I can do as an accredited claims agent.
An ACA, we're just going to say it.
Right, as you call it, ACA, Carrie Hines.
Yeah.
And it's very important that people understand when you're dealing with someone like myself who's accredited by the VA, the Office of General Counsel.
Right.
It don't get no better than this.
Exactly.
And, I have been charged with helping veterans to get the claims and compensation that they deserve. And I'm going to do that.
I think you've been doing that, Michael. And
we just
want to say, we want everybody to stay tuned. You don't have to change the channel or any of that kind of stuff.
No,
just
you
keep
don't.
It right here. You'll be listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Then about 8 o'clock, Michael's wonderful parts 6 and 7 in his 8-part arc, all about top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. So today, that's what's happening on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And a little later on, the Vet Talk episodes that will be playing. And I'm real happy about that. Now, mid-show, of course, Nicole Marie, we are chatting up a storm. There have been a lot of updates since Friday. We're going to kind of catch everybody up on all of that. We want to talk about our own upcoming event.
Looking
forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be, again, in case you guys are just joining us and have no idea what we're talking about, it's the Hair Radio Show on stage, live on stage in NYC in New York City. Again, that's Monday, March 6, 2023. You can find out all the details right at our main website at hairadio.com. Again, that's hairradio.com. There's a big old picture you can click on, and it'll take you right to all the pages. And there's even a tab that says there all about the event, so you'll be able to see that. And real excited. Again, there's all kinds of details that's out there on it. Tickets are available still at eventbrite.com. And we're going to have a great time networking. It's terrific if you're in the hair and beauty industry. But even if you're an entrepreneur of any type, you need to be there. Nicole, you're going to be there. We got a long
I am going to be there, live and in person, with so many others.
Right. Exactly. It's going to be we have a red carpet that's going to be hosted by a wonderful, wonderful lady that you guys have met, Tara Merchant of Yada TV. She'll be there covering this as well. It's going to be quite exciting. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you to all of our supporters. And those who support us, and our event sponsors and all that, But as if that's not enough, I also want to say thank you to our recent radio advertisers, like the folks at JustSalonTowels.com and Heal and Go, as well as our legacy folks like Rugged Evolution Beard Care, who've been with us for many years. And I just want to say thank you to all of our incredible folks who are with us.
Thank you. Throughout the time. We appreciate you.
So really good stuff. Nicole Marie, Water Valley, Mississippi. Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. Stay tuned. We got a whole lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology, and I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics or the basic premise is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie. If it was your birthday,
yes,
that'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type,
wow,
of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's incredible astrological birth chart. I mean,
wow,
when you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology, they're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And wow. And he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't proven to work well enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas as the at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity, to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible contribution to the world.
Absolutely. That we still celebrate this so many years after his death. It's a national holiday that's taken it on, I call it an international meaning, and I'm just so grateful that it has. And just, you know, it's everybody's life is touched, touches someone else. And I think that Dr. King understood this. His message of peace still, you know, is something that we endeavor to and aspire to in this country. And I'm grateful. I think his birthday and everything that we celebrate about Dr. King is important. Like this time right now, it couldn't be more important to be reminded of Dr. King.
Exactly. He had, aside from a dream, he also had a sense of some of the ways that we could affect change. And, of course, so many of those still are waiting to be changed, waiting to be affected. Hopefully now we're in another period of time where strides can be made, because as a white person who's run around her whole life saying, well, I'm not a racist, which is true, but I was too dumb and too disconnected to understand that that's not enough. It's about changing the systems that create the inequality. It's not enough to just not do bad yourself. You know, until the bystanders get involved, nothing's going to change.
That's right. And I think that's something that I appreciate hearing that. I really do, as a man of color. I also want to say, just in looking and analyzing all of this, it's race. Talking about race is never easy, but I have to always say that to me, we could have dealt with a lot of this as a country a lot earlier, and I think that and it's never too late. So we can't look at it as that it's too late, and I think we should stop all of us looking at so much the differences, because there are differences here and there and little tiny things, but for the most part, we're all looking for the same things in life here in this this great country. And so I think we're starting to kind of start the healing, the conversations and the dialogue that's kind of coming out there, and then we'll start the healing. And I think that that's all that I think folks are looking for. I think we have to start to look ahead, and I think we have to just be accepting. And I think that's all that we're looking to accomplish. So yes, are we going to have these? We're all affected by the you know, what I call the narratives that are created for us to kind of, you know, shout at each other and, you know, to have these, these huge, shouting matches and stuff. But we've got to look, we've got to say, hold it. Why are these nuggets tossed out there in between us? You know,
exactly.
Let's kind of pull back and let's just kind of first start with the things that we do have in common. And then we work through all those and get down to, well, you shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. Then fine. But let's start with the commonalities and let's take it from there.
I totally agree.
You know what I mean? And this is all about being inclusive. That was the message of Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a person who was, and that is the one thing I do want to say, being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show and all about this recognition of Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King, his entire message was that of inclusivity. His entire message was about including everybody. He considered everybody, whatever color you were his brother or his sister. That was, this is not just me saying it. You can listen and research and listen to the recordings. But yes, all out there. So with that, we have learned in this country, we have what they call a politicized things. We have turned things into all kinds of, color this and color that and this and that. But Doctor, if we really look at his message, he loved everybody. And that is the true legacy of Dr. King. Not remembering for black folks' sake or, to help black folk, if you will. Now, look, on being a person of color, we're honored, and we're not a model, so I can't speak for all black folk, but I can speak for myself. I am honored to be a part of that, the culture that, put forth a Dr. King. Great, all well and good, and his message uplifts people of color. Absolutely it does. But I think his message uplifts everybody, and that's what he wanted it to do. And I think that this is a very good example of that today. So, Helena, I thank you.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I just said I thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, he's a fabulous example of greatness in an astrology chart can bring greatness in people. And it, yes. One of the hopes that I have, when I talk to people, Carrie, I have clients in 40 countries around the world, probably more than that by now.
Wow.
Everybody wants the same thing.
We want
some peace. We want some freedom. We want food on the table. We want our children safe.
And a few pennies in our pocket.
when we work together, and I mean all of us, we could be so invincible. We could solve all the world problems. We could solve the climate issues and save our beautiful planet. And that's possible, But people, I guess, have too much hatred or too much bias or too much insanity or mental illness or whatever the foundation, too much poverty, too much trauma, and the brilliance that our species has in all the colors that we wear on our skin. We lose so many brilliant people. How many brilliant people have been lost to slavery, lost to genocide, lost to residential schools?
Right.
Think of all the Einsteins, think of all the Dr. Kings that aren't even able to come forward in life. I mean, Dr. King, at least he came from a family where he was able to get an education. If he hadn't been able to eat, if his father hadn't been able to feed him, we wouldn't have had him.
Well, so, I'm so glad you said that, Helena. And listen, let me just tell you, I've always said this. I said, just imagine, just for a moment, all of those young men and men of color and stuff that, God forbid, that have had these encounters with the law. And it's turned out, even on most of these videos and things, where it appears that they were just gunned down by officers and things like that. And we have to watch these, and some of us have become desensitized to it. But I'll say this. Imagine if those folks were allowed to contribute to the tapestry of America.
Exactly.
Just imagine the greatness that it could be, where it appears that America, we have a slim minority. It's not the majority of folks. I believe that majority of the folks want all the things that we've talked about, and we want to share in a prosperity that does and can exist. We see it. And we have to take the leadership, and we've got to kind of start to massage and maneuver, move these folks out, that old dinosaur way of thinking.
Exactly.
Those folks got to go. They've got to go. Some just, fall out in office, and we're sad about that, but we're glad that they're no longer in office, and they're being replaced by a generation, a new generation, who is looking for change, but is also willing to put their effort into making that change happen. So, yes, we definitely, America, I've missed many opportunities to be greater than it is now, but than it could have been along the way. If it had, instead of taking the time to detract and to pull away and to not support everybody, black, green, yellow, purple, support everybody. Because all of us bring greatness to this amazing planet and to this country. So I think that is the message that's starting to get out a little bit more. And I'm honored that it is, because I think we can still be the great country that the forefathers and the folks since then and our ancestors here wanted it to be. And Dr. King's message will live on.
You've said that so beautifully, Carrie. Thank you.
Well, listen, I just want to say, Helena, I so appreciate you. You come onto the Hair Radio Morning Show. You get me talking about things I didn't know I was going to talk about on today's broadcast. But I love it. I love it. And we got to get you back on a regular basis where you can share some of this amazing scientific type of approach to the astrology and to looking at astrology through a little bit of a, I have to say, it's a different lens to me, but I'm so grateful that, you know, that the way that you attack, that you share this information is from a very credible resource. So you're doing something fantastic. Now, I've got to tell everybody, go to your website. So I want to say this, your website, M as in Mary, A-G-I, H-E-L-E-N-A.com, majihelena.com.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Very important. So, and there you have, like I said, even in our recent times you've been on our show, I've shared this. You have an amazing website, and we've got to put some links at our website as well, but you have an amazing website with a lot of information that I think the resources that I think you guys are going to love that will help you navigate to greater success with your life.
Thank you.
So that is my whole thing.
If any listeners are interested, there is a written blog on Dr. Martin Luther King on my website. If you click on the blog link at the top and then click pop culture, because that's the category it's in, there's an article on him, The Astrology of Greatness, and you can see more of his chart and more about what made him such an incredible, incredible human being.
And again, that website is www.magihelena.com. So it's almost like the word magic without the C. Mm-hmm. So magihelena.com. Please check it out. Helena, we've got to get you back soon, okay? This was incredible, much more profound than I had anticipated. Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Carrie, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, and I send blessings to all your listeners.
You want all the love you deserve. be there just wrapped around you. I can't hold back what I feel inside. It's just a fact that you should be mine. Anything you want, you got to fortify my love.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right. Siobhan DeSeer, it is my great honor to bring you back to the show today from Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. Good morning again to you. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on today.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Listen, I want to jump right on in on this topic. This is something that's been very big, and it's been kind of weighing on me as a topic I wanted to cover on the broadcast. And so it's really easy. It's all about kind of preserving the look. as far as the clients go once they leave your chair. So today's topic talk with Siobhan Desir and Kara Hand is how to make sure that the style that you just received at your favorite hair salon lasts after you've left the salon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And we can, this can also lend itself to after you leave the barbershop. So these are some great at-home tips or some aftercare that we can talk about. So let's kind of get started. Okay, first of all, Siobhan Desir, my question to you, when clients come into the shop, are they necessarily thinking about aftercare, or are they just in the moment and just want to look good when you put that mirror in front of them and they say, oh, wow?
I'm thinking that it's a bit of both. You know, you come in, you want to, whether you're getting a new look or what have you, you want it to look great. And then, of course, you want to maintain it. You spend some money on your hair. So you want to know how you can keep this hair looking amazing. So definitely. Now, the answer to that question would definitely depend upon what style you have, what techniques or, you know, what tips you may need. So as you mentioned, the barbering. Okay, so let's say if you have your hair is cut short on the sides, right? Are you natural? Is it relaxed? You know, these are other things or tidbits that we need to know what's going on with your hair. In either case, I would say a brush is your friend. Brushing the hair on the sides, if you have like a low cut, very good. Just to keep it nice and laid, you know, and then you just tie it down, you're good to go. Now, what's going on with the top? Is it curled? Is it curly? Is it, you know, do you have some hot curls going in? Is it locked, you know? So these are other things that we have to look at. So if you have locks, then I would recommend that you use, if, you know, if you're a female, you might, well, male or female, I guess it really doesn't matter, but a satin type cat or maybe a, even what they call the do-rag, you could put that on.
Well, I'm a male and I have a satin cap, so.
Yes. You
okay,
say you have a
satin, so I guess I
which one are you using?
I have my own, and plus I have a do-rag, but I also have my specific silk cap. Now, can you tell everybody while we're talking about that in this moment, then we can get back to that, but what's the importance of a satin-type cap?
Well, what it is, a lot of times if you're sleeping and you have a pillowcase and it's not the proper material, you can lose a lot of moisture, you know, cause a lot of breakage and all like that. Some people don't like to put anything on their hair. So if you don't want to cover it down, then you might want to make sure you change your pillowcase to either silk or satin pillowcase. So you can, you know, you don't have to worry about putting anything on it because a lot of times, you know, sometimes you don't want to wear that bonnet or silk cap or whatever when you're laying down. So you might need to just, you know, get a pillowcase, you know, switch it up so you'll still maintain your look.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And the silk or satin, like Siobhan said, believe me, it is fantastic. You don't even realize because that traction that happens naturally when you're using those other types of materials or other fabrics, that really can lend itself to breakage and damage.
Yes.
So I'm all in. I'm all in.
And let me tell you, carry is something because, you know, as we mentioned, breakage, and some of them might be less than hair, and okay, with a pillowcase and this and that with breakage. You know, when you have a head full of hair, probably not that much of a concern. Oh, I have a head full of hair. But the truth is, if your hair
is not so happy, I got a head full of hair. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. You know, some people, because everyone's different circumstances, but just imagine if your hair is thin already. Well, baby, you are not trying to lose a strand. So you
not
have to try to hold on.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Siobhan Desir, you are killing it this morning. So talking about this, and you know what? And this is a big thing. So that's one of the big tips when you leave the salon. Make sure that your night care is all in. And
it's
I call it 100.
Absolutely.
Make sure it's 100. Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Because this,
when you, go ahead,
Siobhan,
please.
Yeah, just to touch on that a little bit, because the truth is, you should have a consultation with your professional before the service as well as after. You got to close out so you'll know exactly what regimen or what you need to do until your next visit.
Now, in that initial consultation with your professional, what are some of the things that you talk about? So when do you bring up the subject of the aftercare? Is that in the closing consultation, or is it covered at the top?
I think you touch on it a little bit of both because, right, if you're a new client coming in, I need to know a bit about you and your lifestyle, you know, so I'll get a gist of what style may work for you. Because if you're really active, you're in the gym every day, you're working out, or let's say you're playing football or you're on a basketball team or you're an athlete or whatever you're into, I really need to know what's going on so I'll know what type of style we're doing so you can have the, you know, longevity in whatever hairstyle we choose for your hair goals, and you tell me a little bit about what's going on with your hair, what are your concerns, and then we go from there.
Now, Siobhan, this year, when it comes to aftercare, after they've left the salon, you've hooked them up with the style of their dream. They're ready for their close-up, as we say. What about the products? How important does the role of hair products play in the aftercare process?
I think it's very important. Again, there's no one-size-fits-all for anybody. So a lot of times it has to be custom. We're in a day where, you know, you could pull up a video and you see everyone bouncing around with false expectations on certain products, and they'll have you believe like your hair is going to grow down to the floor overnight. No such thing. You know what I mean? The truth is it depends on your hair texture, keeping the scalp stimulated, very important.
And moisturize,
depending on your hair texture, you have to know, because too much of anything is not good. So you
exactly.
have to kind of, and everyone's hair is different, so it's hard. Like a lot of times I tell people, watch your hair and learn your hair, because no one really knows your hair better than you. You wear it every day. So when you come in, you're telling me what you're going through with your hair, and then we'll go from there. You know, so
I'm loving
good
it.
Stuff there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest today in our hairstylist spotlight is someone you know very well. Her name is Siobhan Desir, and she is the person behind Roots Rock Salon. You've heard the commercials right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it is my great honor to welcome you again to our broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me again. And I want to give a big welcome to all the listeners out there. If you have any concerns of your hair and your hair regimen, feel free to reach out to me for a consultation free of charge. And we can do a Zoom consultation, no problem. And I'll help to guide you if you need any of my assistance. I'm here for you.
Yes. Now, generally, we send everybody to our Hair Radio online community, but you are also out there as well on social media. And why don't you give everybody, if you don't mind, please share your contact information. We have a lot of folks
sure.
who are in this neck of the
yes.
woods.
Thank you. They could always reach me at rootsrocksalon.com. Rootsrocksalon.com.
Yes. And that's spelled R-O-O-T-S. rocksalon.com. So we want to make sure that that's clear. Very good. Okay, Siobhan Desir. I'm always excited about this. And so now, what about the internet? So
yeah.
talking about aftercare, are you a proponent of your clients, okay, after they've left out of Roots Rock, going to YouTube University, grabbing all the latest tips from folks who may or may not be licensed cosmetologists. Probably 98% are not at YouTube University. They're just going in, okay, with
yeah,
all kinds
yeah.
of tips and all that. What do you say about that, Siobhan? How
you
do
know,
you feel as a licensed cosmetologist?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not against it. You know, if that's what they choose to do, they can. The only thing is, you know, a lot of times if they come back and they ask me things about it, I'll give them my professional advice because you don't want them doing anything. Let's say, in other words, you don't want them going home and putting a whole bunch of Gorilla Glue on their hair or anything like that. So, you know, so it's good to be knowledgeable.
And if you mentioned Gorilla Glue, we have to talk about Dr. Obeng. But, yeah, you don't want them to need Dr. Obeng, who is the one who rescued Jessica Brown from the Gorilla Glue Girl.
So it's okay to look and see what's going on, and you might see something you like, which is always a perk. And as a professional, I can look and say, okay, all right, well, let's, you know, accomplish this way and just give you the healthiest method to, you know, obtain whatever it is you're looking to do.
Now, what about the seasons? Does that play into it? You know, whether it is the warmer seasons that we're about to get into with spring and summer, or is it that you are just battling through the cold season? Does the aftercare vary? Like certain things you might need to do in certain seasons that you don't have to do in other seasons?
Yeah,
does that make
well, listen, if, yeah, it does. Honestly, if you're a natural and it's hot, like a desert out there, really hot, yeah, there are certain styles you might, you know, have to switch up a little bit from the summer to the winter, let's say, or spring and fall. So, yes, of course, it will play a part in it. But in terms of hair growth and maintaining length and breakage and all like that, that is more connected to having a regimen. You know, sticking with doing your trims is necessary, sticking with keeping moisture in, sticking with, you know, not letting it get dry, watching how much stuff you put in it, making sure you're taking the right vitamins and minerals for your system, trying to maintain stress levels. So there's a lot. There's a lot of contributing factors.
Eating and water.
Yes. Lots and lots of water and fiber.
And eating. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those things have endless benefits. And most of all, your ends. So I'm loving this. Okay. This is fantastic talk today. So, you know, we love having Shavonda here every time you come to the show. It's always something new. One of the other things I always tell everybody about is that you do a lot of promotional work with advertising out there. You have things that help right at Roots Rock Salon. So this is something really nice. Now, what do you say? What about to your hair professionals, your colleagues in the industry? Any tips for them on how
they can promotions? Let me tell you something. I'm a firm believer in you leave things to those who are best at it. I am not a promotion specialist, so I reach out to the best of the best to handle my promotions. And the secret to that, if you're looking for it, are you waiting? Should I be tight-lipped or should I tell my secret? Do you have a drum roll for me?
You should let them have it, Siobhan.
Do you have a drum roll for me there?
I'll find one.
Okay. So my secret ingredient is I let Hair Radio handle it all because I am too busy working and studying in the field of hair and cosmetology to find out what's new, you know, and what's coming up, and that's what I'm going to focus in on.
Well,
so
I appreciate that.
And it's the truth. I personally believe that when it comes to things, you know, you have to let those who are best at it handle it, and then especially in this case for me. But for everyone, you know, that this is it. It's just easier for me. It saves me time, and I get the results that I need to see.
Well, I go back to starting a long time ago in this industry of hair industry beauty promotions. And I remember talking hair promotions when I got started, and this is back in the 90s and then in the early 2000s. And most of the stylists at the time, remember this was pre-social media. There was YouTube wasn't around for decades. Wasn't a gleam in anybody's eyes at that time.
So
do you remember, Siobhan, how it was such a challenge to get the stylists and the people in the hair business to know what hair promotions were all about? Now we take for granted. People call me on the phone, Carrie, I want this, I want that. I need this, I need that, I need da-da-da-da-da. Can you design this for me? Can you work that? How's that product? Can I have that? What show are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da.
And I think a lot of it comes to the point when you look back then, Well, you might have had a, I don't know, what were we using back then? Were we using Nextels or, you know, the little chirp phones or were we using
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot that. You really go in.
Right, right. I'm telling myself, but it's okay. I'm gracefully accepting it. So, you know, back then we didn't really have internet access on the cell phones. And, you know, lucky enough, if you had a laptop or a computer and it wasn't really much action going on, so to speak, I think this thing really blew out the water once we were able to, you know, start up with the, what did they have,
social
the MySpace,
media.
The Facebook, yeah. and the Internet. When the Internet came to the palm of our hand, it pretty much changed the game on everything.
Well, I'll say the Internet, I agree with you, but more specifically mm-hmm. social media. Because
right.
first, remember, it was that information superhighway, and that used
yeah.
to get all clogged up with all kind of crazy talk on hair care, and it was not very helpful at that time,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wrote that article for the New York Challenge newspaper, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? Nowadays,
yes.
you look, there's a whole different level to that. The only part, and I've talked with other stylists who've been on the show about it, but the only part to that is that just bear in mind you want to get good, healthy information,
right.
and you want to follow the advice of your hair care professional, like Shavonda here, at Roots
absolutely.
Rock Salon in
yeah,
West
absolutely. It's almost like if anything else was going on, you know, you want to seek a specialist, even though, you know, you do your research, you look, but you want to also seek that second opinion to, oh, what about that? What do you think about this? And then you pretty much go from there. You always want to consult with someone to make sure that you're heading in the right direction, whatever it is you have going on.
Absolutely. Now, Siobhan Desir, is there any direction that you see? We talk about the industry, where we were, and it was different for natural hair side. It was different for the chemical side, you know, so the cosmetologist will say. But where do you see the industry? Is there anything that you can kind of forecast? You know, like for me, I believe that may be social media. I believe that whole thing, and we've been talking about it on this particular episode, I think is still going to continue to blossom and mushroom even larger. And I think
yeah.
Things like facial recognition, all these other
mm-hmm.
AI-type things are going to play into technology. Is going to be more so incorporated into the
absolutely.
Hair care process. What do you think?
Yeah. I think, honestly, it's an added benefit. You know, here where I am, we were, everything had to go into appointments with everything that was going on. Everything had to go into appointments. So it created a bit more, even though we were doing appointments before, but it created a lot more structure. And in having those appointments and accepting the prepayments and so forth like that, it simplifies everything. Now, in terms of how we're wearing our hair, is it going to be natural? Is it going to be chemically enhanced? Well, the way I look at it, be the best you. And no one can determine who the best you is. You determine that. I have a head full of locks by choice. But if you decide you want to relax it, color it, straighten it, press it, whatever, it's your world, and no one can change your world. You enjoy your world because we only have one life to live. Live your best life.
I love it. And on that note, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon. Again, remind everybody where you are and how they can connect with you, Siobhan.
Absolutely. You can always, I'm in Jersey. You can always contact me via the website, rootsrocksalon.com, and I welcome you all. Always looking for new stylists and barbers as well.
Absolutely. Again, how to make that style of yours last after you've left the salon, and for the pro side as well. Siobhan Desir is a great mentor. She's been out there a while, and helped so many folks in the industry and continue to do so in addition to your shop and all the education things that you're doing, also supporting the Hair Radio Morning Show and all of our platforms. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got
and
a
I'm
lot
Siobhan Desir. Thank you for listening to HairRadio.com.
Oh, listen. All right. Siobhan Desir with the closeout. Okay. Outstanding job, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
Just smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will rise. Baby, can't you see? I'd be so delighted if you would come with me. On the wings of love, up and above the clouds, the
Till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough, and you get who you are, man, what a life.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Tuesday morning, February 21st of 2023. It's my great honor and pleasure to welcome you guys to the mid portion and second hour of our 3-hour broadcast. Got a lot of amazing things ahead. And as always, each morning right here, it is a great honor to bring my morning team onto the airways live. Yeah, out of Water Valley, Mississippi, you guys know her. She is the queen of the mornings and will be with us right here in New York coming up in a little over a week. We're so excited. The one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole
Marie. Good morning, good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, yes. It's hour show number 827.
827,
you guys heard me say in the very first few minutes of this broadcast today. Well, first of all, I have been enjoying this really chilled episode today, I call it.
It's been wonderful. Listen, let me tell you, I have enjoyed listening to Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh, I didn't know you knew who that was.
Yes, I'm a Jeffrey Osborne fan. Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, we've never played Jeffrey Osborne on our broadcast. This was the first time. And so what we have started to do is to uncover some of the classic Minnesoul songs that we love.
Well, he's definitely a classic.
We've got to kick off with a unique voice, a steady man in our community. I remember him from his LTD days, where he was pushing out the love song, you know, which is one of my favorite songs. We'll try to get that on. The Love Ballad is what it's called.
I remember that.
Those were the days. But he started, well, we started this morning. Now, he comes out of Providence, Rhode Island. He's been married to the same lady since 1983. Wow.
Wow, that's wonderful.
He's put it down. Now, this morning we kicked off with a classic song by none other than Mr. Jeffrey Osborne called Stay With Me Tonight. Now, I don't know if you guys remember the song Stay With Me Tonight, but I have a story about it. The song Stay With Me Tonight was written by someone that I knew very well. His name was Raymond Jones. Yeah. And I met Raymond out when I lived in Los Angeles. And Raymond was just such a classy guy. He passed away in like about 2010, 2011, something like that.
Right.
And I lost touch with him. But I remember... Raymond would pick me up, you know, when you're young, you're out hanging out all night, partying. And Raymond was successful then. He had already written this song, and it was a big hit for Jeffrey Osborne, Stay With Me Tonight. And this was about maybe 19 years after that. And I remember he would always drive me home, make sure I got to my place, which was over in Mid-Wilshire in Los Angeles off of Wilshire. And and he had the fanciest of cars. Let me tell you, he had the fanciest of cars. I kid you not. You know, Los Angeles is a little different than New York. Out in Hollywood, you see a lot of folks with, you know, real superb cars. And a lot of people of color pushing these cars because of the entertainment community out there. So he was one of those. He was from the group Chic. You guys remember Chic?
Yes, I remember.
Instrument, as if this not enough that he wrote Stay With Me Tonight, a big, big hit for Jeffrey Osborne. But he also was a member of Chic, and he played the keyboard and did movies for Spike Lee and all these other people. But my favorite was that, he also, all that music that I play with the Sister Sledge, he played on all of that, all these big songs that I play, you know, We Are Family, all that album, all that kind of stuff. So he was really great. And I have a lot of friends who write music and who wrote songs who have been on
this
show.
That's wonderful.
You know, So I talk a lot about them. And I just wanted to pay a little bit of tribute to Mr. Raymond Jones. He'll never be forgotten.
We certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, he was a very, very good man. And please check out, you know, I'll try to get on Stay With Me tonight again before we end out the broadcast today. Still on the way, I'm going to play his, the Love Ballad song, which was just by Jeffrey. And again, I love this idea of doing the soul man tributes. We've never
really done that.
And hope that you guys have enjoyed that. Yeah, today's show, it's been really amazing, but I didn't know you knew who that was.
He has a very distinct sound, just like some other artists. You know, you never forget them because they have a very distinct sound. Nobody else sounds like them.
No one else. He can sing. That's a singer man. He's still out there.
Yes, he can.
And I definitely, you know, one day we'll have to try to get him on this show.
That would be
really
wonderful.
Well, yeah, I'd love that. I really would. We'll work on that. We'll work on that for sure.
Okay.
Well, listen, as always, today is just an incredible day. Michael will be along in just a few minutes. Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. He'll be joining us in just a bit. Nicole Marie, we always kind of lead on in the mid part of our broadcast with what is inspiring us. And we have to start with hope. And today we want to do just that. So I know you do a hope of the day, which is our little reminder to be inspired. So please, Nicole Marie, queen of the morning, take it away with hope for today.
Thank you, Carrie. Hope is just so, so important for each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. No matter what it is that we may be going through, it gives us that positive expectation that change can happen and will occur in our lives. So I just want to share this hope moment for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And each day I just share an inspirational way from the book to just help lift our spirits, each one of us. So today, withhold judgment. It's so easy to become a critic. After all, you need no qualifications. Resist the temptation to join the naysayers. Take the positive road. Look for the light. And if something is wrong, consider how to fix it. That's so, so important because we don't want to find fault. We want to find a remedy, Carrie.
Absolutely. I love what you just said. And it's so much this is, you know, don't be the problem.
Be part of the solution.
Right.
Yes.
And
yes,
quite often we don't recognize when we ourselves are the problem. So let's kind of keep that in mind. But
it's always so easy to point the finger at somebody else or something.
Always easiest to
criticize.
Yes.
Right.
We find it no problem criticizing others. It's a little bit tougher to look in the mirror.
But it's so important to do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But finding ways to talk about it, to be conscious of it. I'm one of those guys, I'm very self-aware. You know, I check myself every so often, or if I've been not so kind or as kind as I could have been, which is very rare. I try to treat folks like I wish to be treated. But if I could think and have one of those quiet moments and say, you know what, I could have been a little bit kinder. We don't really
always
know
just
kind of
critique yourself.
Through.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And just remind yourself of that. Yeah, I go above and beyond to try to be as kind as I can, and I hope that that's received. I think it is in the right way from folks.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, great talking this morning. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it's Tuesday morning, February 21st, 2023. It's coming up on 7:30. New York time, 6:30, if you're out in the Central Time Zone, where Nicole Marie is. And I wanted to just talk about some of the things that we have on tap for you this week. It's a busy, busy Hair Radio week. It really is.
Yes,
we're rolling
is.
Out we're quite a bit. Yeah, and I think we have some amazing guests who are on the way. Scouting Like Tomorrow on Wednesday. I'm super excited. We have a gentleman who comes to us out of the world of law. And, you know, we've had a lot of lawyers on the show.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, they're great friends to our broadcast. This gentleman, he'll be making his debut. Actually, he's going to be with us. Let me see, what do I have? Let me double check here. Okay, so he's going to be with us on Wednesday, tomorrow's show. at about 8 o'clock New York time, 7 o'clock Central time. So that's what's happening tomorrow. So you don't want to miss the show. It'll be our show number 828 on Wednesday. Still to come today in the next hour, in fact, for an entire broadcast, the hour, we should say an entire hour, Michael Hopkins, we're going to get him on live in just a moment. He'll be telling us what we can expect coming
up. Our King
of
Flames.
At the end of today. And he wraps up his series, which will, the wrap-up will actually be next week. So today he's doing
next Tuesday.
6 and 7, yeah. So next Tuesday it'll be part 8. And that'll be the closeout for the month on February 28th of 2023. That'll be our last episode of February. And we'll talk a little bit about that in just a bit. But Nicole Marie, first, let me just, a couple things that I kind of have to talk about here.
Okay.
I want to make sure that our broadcast sends its deepest condolences over to Turkey, over to Syria.
Oh, yes.
Where they've been devastated by these earthquakes. And then another one has happened over the weekend.
Yes, over the weekend.
Real sad. You're talking about
it is very
close
sad.
To 50,000 people in these both countries. And I've been in quite a few earthquakes, and I cannot, a couple of them, and I cannot imagine anything of that magnitude. And it is
I
very
cannot
scary
either, Carrie.
Where
and
folks,
there are tens of thousands of people just left homeless, and it's just so sad.
Real big humanitarian crisis, and my heart goes out to them. They don't even want to sleep, even if their house is still standing. They don't want to sleep in there because of the structure. And I totally can understand and relate.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little
bit
about it.
So many of those structures have been weakened, and they're, you know,
just
afraid that it will fall as well. Yes.
Yeah.
And just want to say thank you so much to all of the rescuers that continue to search for people that are trapped.
Exactly.
And yes.
And they found quite a few still alive as well.
Yes, they have, and they're still searching. Yes.
They're still searching. So thank the Lord for that. And we'll, you know, keep that in our prayers and forefront
Most
of our
definitely.
Minds. We'll talk a bit about these folks. Want to also take a moment to acknowledge the incredible contribution to the world. We're talking about Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
He continues as of this broadcast. To receive home hospice care.
Hospice care,
and that's usually at the end of life type of care where they usually make sure that the person is comfortable and is surrounded by loved ones. And, you know, Jimmy Carter has a world of people who
he
adore
does.
This man.
Yes.
He's a national treasure. And
he certainly is.
Yeah, big time. And,
and his wife, Rosalind, and their four children,
just
sending thoughts and prayers to them just during this difficult time.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'll tell you something. I think he was a man, and Bill continues to be a man of faith. And
Yes,
think,
their family, yes.
He has lived an exemplary life. I mean, literally, building homes.
98 years. Yes, he's done so much.
Ago. he was out there. Jimmy Carter, just incredible.
Just an amazing person.
Yeah. And those are the kind of people that we need as leaders. Not
That's
a slim
it.
Minority
That's
of folks
it.
Who have a really unpopular agenda that's selfish and wishes to remain the status quo and not grow our great country. And so we appreciate that this man lived a life of inclusivity.
That's it.
And
integrity.
He just put his money where his mouth is. This is what he demonstrated. I'm trying to think about.
He has survived so much. Survived
you know, and
so
not
much.
To compare, but I'm trying to think, do we ever remember Donald building anything out, making a house or constructing for others?
I haven't
I don't
seen
remember
it.
Talk
I heard about
anything
no.
like that.
No,
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, wow. Now, I see Jimmy Carter really exemplifies what we would like our leaders to be, and we wish him well.
Yeah. Definitely
we'll
wish
be right
well.
Back. Yes, absolutely. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, Michael Hopkins should be with us. Stay tuned for a lot more to go this morning. We'll be right
you
back.
Wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will...
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JessSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JessSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Jess Salon Towels.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Time
rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, February 21st of 2023. It's about 7:40 in the morning as we broadcast live. Wow. All right, let me bring back to the line Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And joining us all the way down in Spotsylvania, VA, we're talking about the man who is an accredited, recently accredited claims agent. I call an ACA. We're talking about the host of the Vet Talk radio show, Nicole Marie. Let's welcome Michael Hopkins to the morning broadcast about 7:41.
Good morning, Michael. Happy Mid-Show.
Good morning, Nicole Marie. Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, folks. Really great to have you with us, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so good stuff. So what have you guys been listening now, Michael? Have you heard any part of today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Oh, yeah. When you woo-woo-woo, who forget that from LTV? Nobody forgets that and Back in Love
Michael.
Again. And,
I knew
and
it.
Those
I knew
Jerry
it.
Carols. Wow, I remember all of that like it was yesterday.
The woo, oh, woo,
yeah.
Woo. Okay.
And the song that you were talking about, Stay With Me Tonight. Oh, I remember that video. That bad boy is just ingrained in my mind from the 80s.
Yeah, it's a very, very special song. There's not a time that I don't hear that song that I immediately don't think of Raymond. Not a time. You guys can Google him out there. You type in Raymond Jones and put in Chic, and his info will pop up.
You know, Gary?
What's that?
I actually saw Chic in concert down in Norfolk, Virginia. When in the late, it had to be about maybe 79, 80.
Oh, I didn't even know they were together then. Wow.
Wow.
They were really.
Yeah, what was that song? It was with that, you remember I Want Your Love and this one they were doing Chic to Chic. They put on a show, let me tell you.
Niles is still out there. Niles Rogers is still out there. And I am very proud. I mean, they have so many hits. Even Raymond's catalog, you could look and put in his. He was on so many records. It's ridiculous, really.
Wow. I'm going to have to look him up.
Yeah, really
and
amazing
once
talent.
And you know, Carrie, once again, you kind of took us, especially you and I, you took us back to Philadelphia where Sister Sledge is from.
Right. Well, in fact, he played on a song that I absolutely love by them, of course, the We Are Family music.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Lost in Music song. He played on Lost in Music as well, which I play on the show.
Great entertainers. That was good stuff.
Well, I'm glad you had a chance to tune in. Now, Michael, coming up in the next hour, we are really starting to shine the light on this as you start to wind down on your series, wrapping up your special series. It was an 8-part arc. And next week, you'll actually be at part number 8, we should say. But let's give everybody a little bit of an update. First of all, what is the topic of this epic series that you've been doing? Please bring everybody up to speed, Michael.
Oh, it's top claims. It is top claims that every veteran should know when they're filing for compensation. Those are terms. That's what they should know. They should know these top terms. I don't know any other kind of way to express it, but you as the individual veteran should know these top terms. And I had, it was such a love affair to do this, Carrie Kynes and Nicole Marie. It was a love affair.
Well,
it's
tell
so
us
important.
Why, Michael. Yeah.
It is so important The reason why it's so important is because this is how the VA claims and compensation section, this is how they communicate to veterans. And it's important that we as veterans, we understand that communications process.
Right.
It's so important. When they put things in letters, you call them,
right,
and they say things to you. And if you're kind of lost, you kind of don't understand, the claims process for you, the individual veteran, it's going to be a frustrating process.
Exactly. Well, listen, Michael, I love how you explain all of this, and we want to remind everybody that Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern is your usual time slot for the Vet Talk radio show. But today on the broadcast, two episodes, one starting at about 8 o'clock, the other starting about 8:30. So we're going to have Vet Talk for the whole hour in
Wonderful.
Our special spotlight hours between 8 and 9 Eastern, 7 and 8 if you're out the Central Time Zone. So I'm super, super excited to have Michael on. As you guys just heard, he'll be covering this incredibly important topic. He's counted down from numbers 40 all the way down to this episode, which is going to be 6 and 7 today. And again, next Tuesday, which is the last day of February of 2023.
Wow, hard to believe.
Part 8.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
month has kind of spun past us, and I want to just say to everybody that there's a lot that we're going to be kind of talking about in the next week as we roll things down ourselves. We'll be looking at taking a little bit of a break from the broadcast, the live broadcast schedule each morning. We'll announce it over the next week or so. We'll be here with you guys until literally March 1st in terms of being live. We'll take a little break after in the month of March, and we'll keep you guys informed of that. You're stuck with us right now. We will be here morning with you guys from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, and we'll let you know a little closer when we're going to take that little break. That'll be a production break for us, which sounds like we're really off and gallivanting like blue, in some other country, but no, we will be working.
Oh, no.
Be
That's
working,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll be working. We're just not on the airwaves live, but we'll be behind the scenes preparing new content, working on different ideas and producing networks and other parts to what we're doing so that we can keep you guys informed. If you want to know one of my little secrets, that's what we do. We work around the clock to bring you the latest in everything that we can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, but like I said,
keeping
I love
you informed.
Show. Yeah,
I have too. I've enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It really has. And, again, in case you guys just joined us, we've been kind of doing an unofficial salute or playing some of Jeffrey Osborne's great songs and our Men of Soul tribute. And I have to say, I'm kind of liking this idea every so often or here and there, recognizing some of the incredible talent in our community that we might have overlooked a little bit or forgotten about. And we want to remember that. We really do. Again, thanks to Jess Salantel. You guys have been hearing Jess Salantel's commercial. They are absolutely fantastic. We love them. Go to JessSalantels.com. Okay, for amazing. I love them because they have towels that are bleach resistant. So
really interesting.
Yeah, and so the hair salons, you guys out there who own shops, you would buy these small amounts of towels for your customers and clients. If you have a hair salon or nail spa, or are a masseur or masseuse, any kind of personal care, a barber, these towels will work for you.
Right.
They have an assortment of colors, 8 or so colors. Go to Jess Salon Towels with an S
jessalontels.com. You're going to love them. Again, jessalontels. Heal and Go. And we've often had on Heal and Go as well. You guys will get Gail Bruni on. Gail is going to be with us in New York at our show, by the way. She'll be joining us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so on Monday, March 6th,
wonderful.
2023. My brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, I just chatted with him. He's flying in as well. He'll be with us at the event. So we're going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very interesting. I'll see if I can get Gail's piece on in the next day or so. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, that is exciting.
So much
exciting.
Just wonderful.
There's a lot to talk about on this show. My gosh,
yes.
Why is this why they call it
so much going
radio?
On? Right.
So
there
true.
Is. Listen, guys, you're not going to believe this, but I remember the days years and years ago, probably when I was starting this whole journey into radio, and I remember creating the Hair Radio Show back in 1995. I had already entered the radio business out in California. I started radio in about 1994 in Glendale, California. And I told you guys that's where Michael Jackson is buried, in case you guys, just to give you some reference, out in Glendale, which is outside of L.A. And I remember that, you know, way back then, they used to say that black folks that we did not like or did not listen to talk radio. That was the big thing. I heard that long before I even entered radio, is that we didn't appreciate talk radio. That was the big talk back then. And the way our minds thought. I'm so glad that we have evolved as a people.
Most definitely.
And we have evolved society-wise. So we love and enjoy just like everybody else. But you can see where that narrow-minded thinking can come from.
Right.
That provincial thinking. So I just want to say we love talk radio.
Yes,
that's what
do.
Hair radio is all about.
Yep.
And we appreciate the conversations each morning. We want to make sure that you have a great experience. And when I listen to this broadcast, you can listen back from one end of the three-hour show to the other. And it is an experience. And every day we
yes,
put this on.
Quite
every single solitary day from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we're going to be talking about our schedule as we move into next month in just a bit as well.
Yes.
So
definitely
going to
hear something different every day, Carrie and Michael.
Oh, yeah. Quite
every
true.
Every single day.
Quite true.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I'm loving all of this, and I'm so excited to be kind of looking at all, getting everything together for you guys. So we'll just kind of take a little bit. I think I'll get on one more of these. I talked about that song, and this particular version of Jeffrey's song is not I love his original recording of it, and I love the LCD version, but this is not bad. This is the love ballad song that he did live. So I want you guys to take a listen. We'll talk. You can hear this man's incredible voice. And we'll be back. Remember, coming up in just a few minutes as well, in the next hour, we have Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, that is, Mr. Accredited Claims Agent Extraordinary, and all of that. You'll be with us. Michael, you're going to do your thing today. Part 6 and 7 in your series, and much more to come. So this is Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. You guys, again, remember him from LTD and so much more. What a great, 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 great singer. Okay, so here's the song. Stay with us, folks.
so right. Loving you gave me something new that I never felt. There was reason and something changed. No, it's not the y'all for a minute. Woo. You see, so many people come up to me. They say, Jeffrey, said a whole lot of love and made it so. They say that late in the midnight hour, when you turn the lights down low and you start doing it real slow, y'all know what I'm talking about out there. Well, let me hear you say yeah. Let me hear you say yeah. Wonder could I get y'all to sing along with me this evening? Come on, raise your hand in the air and move it from side to side to side to side to side to side. Ooh. Here's what I want y'all to sing. Say what we have is much more than this. Now I know y'all can sing out there. Come on, let me hear. Come on. Y'all sounding pretty tonight. Come on, little bit louder, little bit louder. Come on. All right, we gonna stop the music this time so we can hear. You ready, Frankie? Let me hear. Come on. Singing the harmony out there now. Come on, one more. Come on.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Michael Hopkins, it's time for today's edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. How exciting. So exciting.
And, oh, yes.
Yes, and I want to just take a moment to salute all the fans of the broadcast, and a very, very, very big salute to you and the veterans, of course, who are just doing an amazing job. And we just appreciate everybody for their participation and their support. So Michael Hopkins, yes. So onward. Now, what on earth, what do we have on tap for today? What's today's topic?
Well, Carrie, we're at part number 6 of our 8-part series of top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim.
Absolutely. And Michael Hopkins, I would be remiss if I did not take a moment to give you a big, big salute today. You are officially, and what I call an ACA, you're an official accredited claims agent. So that's a big, big deal. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. So, Michael, congratulations from all of us as our
Get
Radio Show Network.
Thank
all
you.
Of across
Thank
the board.
You.
Yes. Okay. So Michael, I'm going to jump on in with number 14. I believe that's where we are on your top 10 countdown.
Oh, yes, we are ready to rock and roll. Number 14, Carrie, is a very important one. It's called a Q claim, and it actually stands for clear and unmistakable evidence. Very important in the claims world. Very important.
Tell us about that. Q claim, okay.
Right. This happens, Carrie, when the VA has overlooked some critical evidence in a veteran's claim. They actually overlooked it. You filed, your decision letter comes back, and boom, they denied you something. Or you got less of a rating than you really should have.
Wow.
I mean, isn't that's a big wow.
Yeah, that is.
That's a big wow. And the thing that has happened, Carrie, is this. The evidence was there, but somehow the adjudicator of your claim or the person that was deciding your claim, somehow they ignored that evidence. Somehow. A lot of times we don't know how they did it, but they completely ignored your evidence. And it was crucial for your claim. And they ignored it.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, it's a big wow. Yes, it is. Because that can mean the difference between not getting rated
and
getting rated.
Yeah, that is amazing. And like you said, that's what the claim is predicated on, that evidence that you provided. And to have that somehow as an oversight, so it seems.
Just not good at all.
And it's a Q claim.
Yeah, it becomes that Q claim. And what we have to do as veterans, and I want, you know, all my veterans and their advocates and people that are really care about veterans through this claims process, what I want them to understand one thing, Carrie Hines.
What's that?
Those decision letters are so very important. You have to read them thoroughly. You can't skip over them. You can't play with them, read them once, you got turned down, and you go throw it in a corner somewhere. You can't do that. You have to read the decision letters over and over and over and over.
Well, Michael, I do have a question on that for you. When these decision letters come back, is it, I mean, if they happen to know an accredited agent, a person that they can speak to about these just to make sure that they are comprehending the decision letter in the way they should, is that okay? Is that something they would perhaps contact a person like yourself to clarify or to just back up what they think it's saying?
Oh, yes.
It might not seem, you know, the way it appears or whatever, or we might think differently. Yeah, and I can certainly
right.
see the veteran thinking that way.
Right.
So what do you say to that, Michael?
Oh, most definitely. If you, the individual veteran, receive a decision letter and you don't really understand the contents of it, because there's a lot to a decision letter, that is my suggestion. You contact someone like myself who's an accredited claims agent, and we can walk you through that decision letter so that it starts to make sense to you. Most definitely, Carrie Hines.
Awesome. Okay, I am ready for number 13.
Number 13, this one should be a favorite with all veterans. It's called a claims increase.
I'm sure that is a favorite.
Yeah, I don't know any veteran that does not want an increase in their ratings.
For claims increase,
yeah. And you know, and as I said, this is how a veteran gets a higher rating. And it normally comes from the worsening of the issue that they have. They can have several issues. Good example is a degenerative disc disease. In other words, you have arthritis in your lower back. And last time I checked, arthritis doesn't do a miracle and it gets better all of a sudden.
Very rarely.
It does not. Over time, your arthritis, it could be in your lower back, it could be in your neck, it could be in your knees, ankles. It doesn't really get better. Some people have knee replacements because it begins to get to be bone on bone. And it just gets to that point where you just cannot take it anymore. Me personally, I have arthritis in several parts of my body, and a lot of it is service connected. And some days are better than other days. I mean, they really are. But this is a way, if the claim is constructed correctly, this is a way a veteran can go from one rating to the next rating. If for claims increase.
Well, that sounds very interesting to me. The words claims increase at number 13. Everybody can say two thumbs up for that.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
So now, yeah. Michael, with the top terms that every veteran should know, you are already at the halfway point. And you're plowing, knocking them down today. So at number 12 on your list of top terms that every veteran should know, what could possibly be at number 12? You've had some interesting ones so far this episode.
Wow. Now this one, number 12, Carrie, this is another very important one because sometimes veterans don't understand like the inclusivities or the what's a good word for it? In other words, one department is different than another department when it comes to the VA.
Oh,
and a lot of times,
and consistencies, I think is what you're
saying. And a lot of times veterans assume that it says the VA that we're all one big happy family.
Right. Well, which might be the case, but they may not be as, you know,
sometimes
all that information around.
Yeah.
Like that.
Sometimes we have to know the difference. And this particular one is called the Veterans Health Administration, or the VHA.
Hmm. Okay. And tell us again, so that's just a different part of this whole, the VA?
Right. Yeah, it is a different part of the VA, is the Veterans Health Administration. Mm. What the Veterans Health Administration does, Carrie Hines, they are responsible for veterans' health care needs. Mm. That's what they're responsible for. Unlike the VBA, which is the Veterans Benefits Administration, which are responsible for veterans benefits, i.e. claims, compensation. That's what they're responsible for. But the VHA, the Veterans Health Administration, it takes care of the veterans' health needs.
Yeah, so I guess we could understand that a little bit when you put it that way.
Right.
So that's understandable.
Yeah, good. Very, very important. Now, there's one other thing, Carrie, before we move on. It's one other thing that's very important with this.
The VHA.
Right, with the VHA. When you're a veteran and you go to the veterans hospital for your needs, your primary care physician and so forth, many times they give you diagnosis for illnesses, for things you have. They actually will put in your medical records the diagnosis for something that you have. And one would say, well, how does that work? What does it do?
Right. What's the benefit?
Well, you see, Carrie Hines, when you're filing for compensation, one of the things you need is what? Medical diagnosis from a medical professional. And guess what you just got?
Oh, that is what you got from the
Right. Wow. So when you go to file a claim as a veteran, you could go back to your medical records because they're right there. You can literally go online as a veteran to get your medical records. You can retrieve your medical records from online. And it's beautiful because a lot of veterans don't understand that, you know, they go out, they may spend all this money with their private doctor and so forth, but there's nothing wrong with that, Carrie. Let me just make that clear. Bring it on out here. There's nothing wrong with that. That also helps with your medical evidence for claims. But many times, you may not have to spend any funds to get a diagnosis because it's right there in your VHA medical records. Now, isn't that something?
That is amazing. Wow.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Wow, well, you are moving along today, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yes. Now, we're at number 11 now, Carrie.
Yeah, I mean, you are knocking it on out today, which I'm so excited. Okay, so what could – now you talk about a few things, so what on earth could be at number 11?
Oh, this is another one that very important to veterans. Sometimes they don't understand this one. It's called an FDC, or is better known as a fully developed claim.
Oh, okay. That kind of sounds like it's complete. So what is a fully developed complaint? Tell us a claim.
Well,
fully
right.
developed claim. Tell us what that is.
Right. Now, this is the type of claim, Terry, is used when a veteran determines that they think they have all the medical evidence they need for the VA, the claims section of the VA, to grant them a favorable rating. They've gathered all the medical evidence. They got nexus letters. They got lay statements. They have everything that they think that they need. So when they turn all this in to the claim section can look at it and make a favorable rating.
Well, yeah, I would think that would be the case.
Right, right. So the fully developed claim is very important. A lot of times the guys, they are two types, and we're going to go over the other one. A lot of times guys don't understand what that FDC stands for and why it's so important that you utilize the fully developed claim. That way you can get the maximum benefit out of getting your claim rated by using that.
Okay. So how do they use it, though? How is it used?
Well, Carrie, what it does, it speeds up the process, the claims and pension process.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it speeds it up, you're giving the VA evidence. You're giving them good evidence that they don't have to go search for. A lot of times, if you don't have any evidence, Carrie, the VA has to go search for the evidence. They have to go pull up records. They got to request stuff. They have to do a lot. And in terms of you getting rated as a veteran, it's going to take longer for you to get rated as a veteran.
So you want to give them as much as you can. And
right,
so
as much information about your claim.
A fully developed claim is the way to go, it sounds
right.
Like.
and you are absolutely right. It is the way to go. Any veteran that I talk to, that's one of the things I tell them. Do a fully developed claim. Get all your evidence. Gather everything that you think you need to speed this claim along. And boom, there it is.
Wow. Well, this is okay. Now you mentioned about two types. What did you mean about that?
Right. There's another type, and when we go back, we're doing our review, and then I will reveal this one.
All right. Well, okay. Well, then let's do that, Michael. So again, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with Michael Hopkins. He is the ACA, the Accredited Claims Agent, and we are so proud and excited, and host of the Vet Talk Radio Show and all the above. And today, this is kind of rolling in. You're still covering this topic. You're at part six today of eight, part six of eight. And some of the top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. And I'm so excited. So, Michael, let's do a quick review, if you don't mind. Kind of go back a little bit. You mentioned at number 14, this was something I had never heard of, a Q claim.
Right. That's Q claim.
So remind us what a Q claim is and knock it on down for us.
Right. Clear and unmistakable evidence. That's what a Q claim
clear
is.
Clear and unmistakable evidence. Sounds good to me. Okay.
Right. And number 13 is a claim increase.
All of the favorites. This is the
right.
Top one for veteran favorite.
Oh, yes. I don't know any veterans who don't want to increase.
Right. At number 13 on your countdown
right.
Today. And number 12.
Number 12, the Veterans Health Administration.
VHA.
Right. Takes care of all the vets' health needs.
Wonderful. And you mentioned earlier that there is a difference between the VHA and the VBA.
Right.
Can you remind everybody about that?
Right. The VHA is the health needs of a veteran. The VBA is the benefit side for veterans.
Okay. Good to know. Okay, Michael Hopkins, and at number 11, again, sounds good to me.
Right.
Just remind everybody at FDC what that's all about.
FDC is the fully developed claim. That's what the FDC is.
And that, what does that, that's again, they have to go through a little bit extra to prepare everything.
Right.
So they have everything ready. Makes it kind of difficult not to get the rating that they're looking for if you have every single piece of evidence.
Yep, they have everything that they need.
Wow.
And that's what makes it so beautiful.
Sounds awesome. Well, Michael, before you get to number 10, I wanted to take a moment to, we talked about this at the very top of today's episode, and that you are accredited. And I wanted to definitely clarify for everybody's benefit out there, all the veterans, all the folks who are tuned in, exactly what is an accredited claims agent? Now, this is important, so I wanted to, you know, to take a moment to clarify all of that. Please share with everybody again what an ACA is all about, being accredited.
Right, Ken. An accredited claims agent is someone, they're not a lawyer, but they have passed an extensive test from the VA, and the VA has also done a background check for them, and that and the test combined, it allows you to represent veterans, and it's sanctioned by the VA. That's the most
important
thing.
Exactly.
That's most important. There are a lot of agencies, organizations out here that unfortunately, they may be able to help you, but unfortunately, the VA, the Office of the General Counsel up in Washington, D.C., has not sanctioned them to do anything in the area of helping veterans with claims and compensation. So,
wow.
You know, you have that you may not know if the person has a good background or they have any kind of knowledge and so forth, and they cannot represent you in the court system. The VA has its own court system, and if they're not accredited, it's going to be difficult for them to represent you.
Absolutely.
If you have to go to that higher level.
Absolutely.
So it's very important. It's very important being an
that.
Accredited claims agent.
And then it sounds to me that if you're an accredited agent, you may be able to really act a lot more on behalf of the veteran in pursuing, you know, their ratings and helping them so much. Because aren't you able to perhaps you might have to act on their behalf, looking at information and gather your details and all of that that's going to help them. So I think being accredited puts you in that area where you can.
Right.
Where if you're not accredited, you might
right.
not be able to. Well, you certainly wouldn't be able to get as.
Oh
much
no, you won't be able to access anybody's information. Right. Yeah, and that's one of the things is when you're not accredited.
Exactly.
And you're absolutely right, Carrie. It's you have access to a lot of sensitive information as an accredited agent with the VA. And the VA puts great trust and confidence in you that you will basically do the right thing, support and help veterans in their quest for ratings, for claims.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this is really something that is quite amazing. So, Michael Hopkins, now what could possibly be at number 10 on your countdown today from 14 to number 10? So, Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Number 10, Carrie, standard claim. It's a lot different than that fully developed claim we talked about. This one is a lot different. The reason this one is different is this. This claim is used when a veteran asks the VA for assistance with gathering evidence when filing for a claim. That is the big difference. You file and you say, hey, VA, I don't have my medical records or whatever it is I need. I need your assistance. And that, in essence, is what you're telling the VA, the claims and pension section. You need their assistance. So they will go out and they will gather medical evidence on your behalf. That's what they will do. It's called a duty to assist, Karen. That's what it's called. You remember that one. I know. Yeah, I know you remember that one. Yeah, because that one, that is important. That duty to assist. The only downside with this, it may take a little longer for the veteran to get a rating decision if they're gathering evidence for you. That's the only downside with this.
They may have to be a little bit more patient.
Right. They have to do it.
Wow. That's interesting. So this is kind of good then. So they'll help you, but you kind of have to be patient while they're gathering on your behalf.
Right.
So again, to me, it sounds like it all goes back to gather as much as you can and keep track of your information, every little thing.
Every little
hold
thing.
On. Yeah, because you don't know how it's going to help you, it sounds like. Well, I am so excited, Michael, as always, with this incredible series that you put together, an eight-parter for just the veterans. And I just want to say again, a big salute. We thank you so much, as always, for paying attention to this broadcast and the work that Michael is doing, and we're so proud of you, Michael Hopkins, for becoming an accredited claims agent and being able to help veterans. I mean, you were already doing gangbusters, but now you're able to go a lot further, and we all appreciate it. Good job. And don't forget, Michael, you have written some amazing articles and some posts that you
have
in the online community. So Hair Radio, our platform, which is www.hairadio.com, so it has just one R, go to hairradio.com, and then you'll see right there, Biggest Day, where you could read posts, you could even click on the members tab and sign up. It's free to become a member at the Hair Radio community. Michael Hopkins has his own group page for Vet Talk Radio. You click on that tab, and you'll be able to see. Actually, once you click on the forum tab, you can then see the Vet Talk Radio show option. And, Michael, you have a ton of posts there.
So this is great
to help. And I just love this. So now, Michael, how does it feel to be accredited?
Wow, Carrie, it's just like being on top of the world. That is the feeling. And also, Kerry Hines, I can help more veterans now.
And
that was just so important to me. As you always know, I'm always so passionate about helping veterans. I'm always so passionate.
Well, you're effective, Michael.
Yeah.
And you're never going to say this, but I will. Michael Hopkins, now you can help folks all over the country and effectively get them the response that they need and what they're looking for. So your line's going to just be ringing off the hook, and folks can easily connect with you. That's why I say go to HRmember.com. You'll see Michael there. You can read posts. You could do so much. Again, it's free as far as that is concerned.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins. Executive producer Kerry Hines and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Okay, Michael Hopkins, now it is always exciting to roll out another edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show with you, sir. And I want to take a moment to welcome all the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So, Michael, today, what is the topic that you have on tap for us?
Wow, Carrie. Yeah, we're still going over the top terms that every veteran should know when filing a claim. And we're actually on part 7 of part 8 in the series.
Okay, so let us start the countdown for today. And you are at number 9, Michael Hopkins. But first,
yes,
before
sir.
We get to number 9, tell us again why these top terms are so important for the veterans to know.
Well, Carrie, these terms, they're just so important when you're in the claims process. And these are things that you just have to know when you're filing. These terms are going to come up when you, the individual veteran, file for compensation. And it's just good to know what these things mean. It makes it go smoother when you're filing for compensation as a veteran.
Okay,
you're on
so
top of it.
This is language that if it's used in their filings, the veterans' filings, then it can facilitate, you know, getting to whatever the goal is for the claim to be filed successfully and approved. Okay.
Right.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm excited. So we're at number 9. Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Number 9, Carrie, is claims and compensation examination. Now, how many times have we talked about this, a.k.a., or also known as, the CNP exam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about this I don't know how many times, but it's so important. It is so important. It's basically a medical examination of the veteran's disability or disabilities performed by either the VA healthcare system or healthcare provider or a VA contracted provider. And they are contractors such as QTC, VES, and LHI. And you know, Carrie, basically this is what they do. They gather more evidence. The VA goes to the medical professional, and they gather more information or evidence on a veteran's claim condition. And they do this before a decision is rendered and before they give a veteran a rating. And but believe it or not, Carrie, here's the kicking part. Believe it or not, all veterans don't have to go to a CNP exam. Can you imagine that?
No. Okay, tell us why.
The reason why a lot of veterans, or many of them, may not have to go to a CNP exam, the medical evidence that they have when they submit for their claim, if that medical evidence is acceptable to the VA, like the clinical evidence, it shows what the VA is looking for, and they review your medical records, and that might be it for you,
so
the individual veteran. Yeah, that might be enough that they need to either grant you service connection or deny service connection. That may be it. Let's just hope they're going to grant you service connection because you had everything. So, I mean, that right there is just, you know, a lot of veterans don't know about that. It's
that
unfortunate. But a lot of veterans do not know how that works. They don't know.
Well, Michael, I think that is what explains why you put together this series on top terms. And literally have 40 top terms. And so I thank you so much. And today, part 7 of 8, is quite exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is, Carrie.
Yeah. And so you're covering today numbers 9 down to 5. So what's at number 8?
Number 8, Carrie, it is the M21-1, and that's the compensation and Pension Manual.
Compensation and Pension Manual.
Right. You won't hear a lot of people talk about this manual, this M21-1. It's sort of like, kind of like a secret manual, you know, but a lot of people don't talk about it. We all know the CFR 38 Part 4 as the basically the Bible of claims. Well, the M21-1 basically is the manual that the people that are rating us as veterans, this is their go-to manual to tell them what to do when they're trying to rate us as veterans. It has all the things in it, plus a whole lot more, like the CFR 38 Part 4. But this is just, it's a straight manual, and it tells you if it's this, then do that. If it's that, then do this. But you know, Carrie Hines, you know what the good thing is about this manual?
What's that?
The individual veteran can go online and get this manual.
That's
for free.
Exactly. I was going to ask you, is it accessible to everybody?
Uh-huh.
Well, to the veterans, I mean.
Yeah, it's accessible. Yeah, and veterans can look at it. They can figure out how a claim is adjudicated. And, you know, it's a whole lot of just beautiful information.
Well, it seems like everybody should, you know, all the veterans should look at this.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. If they don't know about the M21-1, they know about it now. And,
so
and my suggestion
the
compensation is
and pension manual
M21-1. Yes, just they should go look at it immediately.
Now, where
if
do they see this? Where do they see this again, Michael?
Oh, they can Google it. You know, we have all these fancy computers now. We had that word Google, and you just go and Google. You put in M21-1, and it will pop up like gangbusters on a laptop, on a desktop. On your phone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's right there for you. And you see, Carrie, you see how beautiful this is for veterans? All the information is there. And that's the beautiful thing. It's all there. It's not like it was in the past when a lot of this information
was
hidden from us as veterans. Yeah, it was like this secret. You had to jump through hoops just to find out how to get this stuff. Now, it's just there. Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Wow. So technology has really been very helpful for the veterans.
Oh, yeah, it's been very good for veterans. It really has.
And
I love it.
Yes, I think it's always a good idea to remind the veterans, you know, don't feel discouraged. It's not as hard as you think for those who may not be or may not feel that they're all that computer savvy. Listen, let me tell you, all you have to do is try. The computer does not know who's on the other end and will respond to anyone hitting a button. And that's all you have to do is try. And believe me, you will be off to the races.
Oh,
so, Michael, I'm so proud of all this work. So number seven, I can't wait to hear what is that number seven.
Wow. Now, Carrie Hines, number seven, and here's another one that we have been familiar with here on VTR.
Yes.
It is the Claims and Pension Examiner.
Oh, hold it.
The Claims and Pensions Examiner. The Examiner.
Oh. I never thought we covered that. Okay, well, what can you tell us about that? The Claims and Pension Examiner.
And it's real easy. You know who that person is? That's the person, the medical professional, that's either hired by the VA or they work for the VA. And what the VA does, the VA needs a medical opinion from this person.
That's right, yeah.
They need a medical opinion.
Uh-huh.
And this is why the VA hired them.
Yes.
They need
that.
A medical opinion and about the veteran's claim. So it'll be some type of examination. It can be a physical examination where they have to see your range of motion and you test your arm, leg, et cetera, et cetera. It could be a mental health examination where you talk to a mental health professional, either live or you talk to him or her with telemed.
Oh, or, yeah, through the screen.
Like, right, through the screen. You talk to them through your computer, your phone, and they conduct an examination that way.
Right through the screen, wow.
Right through the screen. You can't help but see them. They in color, you in color. You can see each other.
Wow.
And then the other way that this examiner, this professional examiner, they will do what's called a records review. It's called a medical records review.
Okay. And what is a medical records review?
Basically, the VA will send this medical professional all the medical records pertaining to whatever the claim that you have in for the disability. The VA forwards them all the information about what you sent in, what medical records they have, and it's that person's job to review your medical records for a medical opinion.
Wow.
Okay. Now, Carrie, they may call you, and it says that when you get a letter in the mail, usually it's a UPS or a FedEx letter that you'll get in the mail. It comes to your house as a veteran. And in that letter, it will tell you that this is a records review only and do not show up for an examination. And it also will clearly state in the letter, if the person that's looking through your records needs to talk to you, they will call you. And it's on a specific date. It's not they call you when they feel like calling you.
You would expect to call at that specific
right.
time. It's noted.
Right. It'll
but
be
my
noted.
Favorite part you said is that don't come down.
Yeah, don't go there. Don't go. You know, some people, I got to show up. Do I have to show up? No, it tells you do not show up. Don't be creative and show up.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I tell you, Michael, this is always very, very helpful. I know the veterans just love this. That's why we so appreciate you covering the top terms that every veteran should know. And just so that I said it, I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York, with the incredible Michael Hopkins, who is an accredited, we might have to say this again and again, an accredited claims agent. We are so proud of that. It just means the world to all of us. And again, we congratulate Michael Hopkins on this recent achievement. Okay, Michael Hopkins, and this is such a great talk today. It really is.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a great
yes,
topic
it is.
To cover. And I love all the different nuances and things that you cover in these within these numbers. Today we're again part 7 and of 8 in this series, and right now we are at number 6, I believe. Covering
yes,
from
sir.
Wow. Okay, Michael, we're knocking them out today. What do
oh,
you have
yeah.
for us today at number 6?
Now, Carrie Hines, number 6 is the bilateral and unilateral factors.
Okay. Unilateral.
Yeah. Big words, lots of words. And what these factors are, they actually affect how a veteran is going to be rated. Bilateral it actually means both. The word bi and lateral, it means both. And in veterans terms, in compensation and disability terms, it could be something such as your legs, knees, hips, and feet. And in the rating game or the rating process, is very important. It is very important because when you're bilaterally rated, you can actually get a higher rating than if you're unilaterally rated.
Okay, so the bilateral rating is that it is referencing both
right.
what both items
right.
to be rated?
Both, yeah, pretty much both items. Give you a perfect example for a lot of veterans. a lot of veterans have bilateral issues with their feet. They have flat feet. You never hear it, I got a flat foot. Have you ever heard that one, Carrie? Somebody tell you, I just got a flat foot.
No,
most people have flat feet.
Right. It's never
going to be just one foot. It's always going to be both feet. And it's so very important that you as a veteran, that you know when they're rating you, are they rating me bilaterally? Or are they rating me unilaterally? Usually, pretty much in your decision letter, it will tell you in your decision letter how you're rated. And that means a lot as far as instead of you getting 10% for an item, a body part, maybe your one foot, you get 20% for both feet.
Right. It sounds like it would just be doubled.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as we know, the VA and their... Unfortunately, their math and their calculating, this is going by the diagnostic code. Yeah, this is what they do.
I see. Wow. Well, so, this is very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Carrie. And, I mean, you've got choices and options. It could be your legs. It could be your hips, your knees, your feet, your arms. Believe it or not, it also could be your ears.
Wow.
Yeah, for bilateral hearing loss.
That word tinnitus again.
Oh, no. The good thing about tinnitus, it doesn't matter which ear. It could, usually what they do is they count it bilaterally anyway when they say a person has tinnitus.
Right.
Yeah, they usually do it bilaterally.
Bilaterally, which is for both.
Both ears. Yeah.
Instead of now, we've learned a new word, unilaterally.
Unilaterally, yeah.
All right, great job. Hopkins, you are just a cooking today. I'm very, very excited. So I want to take a quick second, Michael, and just talk a little bit about this series. Again, this is Top Terms, in case you guys are just joining us, that every veteran should know when filing a claim. Michael, can you just remind everybody, what made you think of this series to begin with?
Wow, Carrie. It was after the holidays, and I was thinking about all of this. And really what happens, Carrie, a lot of times I get my inspiration from a lot of veterans because I'm down there in the trenches. And, you know, I talk to these guys every day. I assist them with things. And, you know, I have powwows with them, and I talk to them about concerns. And I kept noticing the same things were coming up. A lot of them, they didn't understand these terms that we're talking about, these 40 terms. A lot of the people, they didn't understand them. And I said, wow, you know, you don't know about this thing or that, and you're not sure. And a lot of times it's in their records that they have a bilateral, or they may have to go see somebody, or, you know, any number of things are there. And a lot of times the veterans don't know. So they go into a panic mode, and this triggers other things. So I said, you know what? Why don't I just sit down and just write out all the terms that I know that's important to them. And that's how this came about.
And Michael, I want you to just take a moment to repeat that, or it bears repeating. It's very important what you just said. Folks may not realize that this is organically done. This is Michael Hopkins writing and preparing what you hear on today's show. So folks may think, Michael, you got to understand, they may think you just read stuff somewhere and there you go. This is Michael's hard work and dedication to assist the veterans. So it is just incredibly important to take a moment to acknowledge that. And outstanding job today, Michael, on the Top Terms. Now, I can't wait to get to number five, but first I know that you always do a review just in case anyone missed any part. So numbers 9 through 6, Michael, take it away.
Wow. Wow, 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 Terry. Yeah, I mean, it really is a pleasure to do this. Now, at number nine, we talked about the claims and pension examination. At number eight, we talked about that M21-1.
That
compensation and pension manual. At number seven, we talked about the claims and pension examiner.
Very important. Medical professional, yes.
Number six, we even talked about the bilateral and unilateral factors. Very important.
Very interesting. And I have to say, we need a big old drum roll here for number five, Michael.
Yes, we do. We're going to have to invest in that drum, aren't we?
Yes. And don't forget to send everybody to your community on our Hair Radio page at www.hairadio.com. You'll see, click on the forum tab. It'll take you right to Michael Hopkins Vet Talk Radio, whole entire community page that he has there where you can read other posts and follow him and share all kinds of information. Michael Hopkins, and it's easy to become a member right there. It doesn't cost you a dime at hrmember.com or click on the members tab. Michael, what do you have for everybody at number five?
Wow, this one right here, Carrie, this is one that's overlooked by many veterans. It's called Special Monthly Compensation, or SMC. A lot of the veterans will see that. They'll see those letters, SMC, and they may see SMC, K, L, S, and they'll say, well, what in the world is that? What is SMC? And that's what it stands for, Special Monthly Compensation.
Wow. Okay. And what does that mean?
And basically what it means is this, Carrie, this is compensation that a veteran is paid beyond the regular monthly compensation. We all get paid a certain amount of money depending upon the rating that we have and the percentage that we have.
Yeah.
We get paid monthly a certain amount of money. Well, the VA knows that you, the individual veteran, may have some injury or illness that goes beyond the basic pay that you get each month. So what they've done is they have set up a higher pay rate for veterans. Basically, that's what it is.
Oh,
it's a higher pay rate. Can you imagine that, Kerry? You do some paperwork and you get a pay raise at your job.
That sounds awesome to me.
Can you imagine that?
Oh,
that's like a wow.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
so
and a lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people just don't. They just don't know. They really don't. And I'll give you a perfect example. There are a lot of veterans that need aid and attendance. There are a lot of veterans that need that.
Which is understandable.
Which is very understandable. A lot of our senior veterans, and they need help with their daily living, like feeding themselves, bathing, using the restroom, things of that nature, driving them to appointments.
Wow.
And they apply for it. They fit the criteria. The VA will go ahead and grant that to them.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there are some specially monthly compensations that if you fit the criteria, you get one 100% rating.
Well, this sounds like a really good thing, though, Michael.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, we're talking thousands of dollars. for a good example, especially monthly compensation tea. And that's if somebody has a traumatic brain injury and they really can't function. That's about $10,000 and some change a month for a veteran.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it is.
You know, my heart goes out because the families of these veterans could use these this compensation to aid them. So, listen, I tell you, Michael, you really uncover just incredible information and knowledge for everybody, for every veteran and every veteran's family. I thank you so much on behalf of just all that you're doing. Okay, so, Michael, great job today.
Oh,
I've got to really
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you brought
you
it
so
on
much.
Home, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Well, gee, this has been fun doing this whole countdown with you all the way from number 40.
Right.
You went from number 40 and all the way to number 5. So we just we'll be doing the wrap-up in part 8. So number 4 all the way through to the wrap-up. How exciting. Michael, I have to honestly say you have really knocked it out of the box, as always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So looking forward to the conclusion of your 8-part series on top
terms
that every veteran should know?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am, Kerry. I mean, I've had such a – and the veterans love it. I've heard from so many veterans that they think that this is just, they just love it.
Well, it's been an exciting time. It really has. And you have helped so many folks with this information. I have learned a lot. I really have. I enjoyed all of this. And again, this is big for us. We have counted down from number 40. That's a lot. You've done great.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay. Well, listen, Michael Hopkins, as with always, at the end of each of these episodes, we always take a moment to salute our veterans for all of their hard work, dedication, service, and just going on with their lives. And we just appreciate it. On behalf of everybody at the Vet Talk Radio Show, my network, the Hair Radio Site, and so many others, we just appreciate the work and appreciate your work. So, Michael, what do you say at the end of each episode of Vet Talk Radio?
It's all about the vets. You served, you deserved.
All right. We'll see you back here next time. Great job, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution. Smooth Black Ink. Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.